This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, during the presidential campaign, we didn't hear too much from the two candidates about our nation's debt and liabilities. But we cannot ignore all of this debt and our liabilities, so let me put some of this in perspective. Our current national debt is around $20 trillion, but you get quite different estimates when you talk about our liabilities. I've seen all sorts of numbers depending on how much you count. But even just adding the liabilities from Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, you end up with an estimate of about $75 trillion, and this is five times America's GDP. Other economists put the entitlement liabilities at more than $100 trillion, and as large as that number is, it doesn't include all the state and municipal debt. If you include that debt as well, then the final number is around about $150 trillion. That is twice the total worth of the United States and more than seven times the $20 trillion figure we usually hear from politicians. So how can we put that number into any context? It is difficult to understand this number of $150 trillion because it's the kind of number we usually find only in a book about astronomy. Even then, the number is beyond what we humans can really imagine. It is beyond what we actually experience on this planet. Here's one analogy. Imagine you could spend $1,000 every second from now going backwards in time. You would run out of money in 2500 BC. That is 5 centuries before Abraham was even born. I think we can learn two things from this thought experiment. First, an enormous amount of money is being kept off the books. We owe much more than $20 trillion. And second, the true amount we owe is really beyond our comprehension. I'm Kirby Anderson. And that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.